What is look?
Eta param tanubhritam bhuvi gopavadho Govinda eva nikhilatmani rudha bhava Vanchanti yad bhavibhiyo munayo vayamcha Kim brahma janma bhir ananta katharasasya.
Very good.
Eta param tanubhritam bhuvi gopavadho Govindam eva nikhilatmani rudha bhava Vanchanti yad bhavabhiyo munayo vayam cha kim brahma janma bi ananta katara sasya.
Itaparam tanubritam bhuvi gopadvadvo govinda.
Not loud, eh?
Govinda eva akilatmani rudha bhava. Vanchanti yad bhavabhiyo munayo vayam cha. Kim brahma janma virananta katara sasya.
What meaning?
Meaning is that Sri Uddhav, after he's heard Brahma Geet by the gopis, then he is exclaiming, he's saying, out of all the people within this earth, surely these cowherd women, these gopis, they have perfected their embodied existence. Because they have attained this pure Krishna consciousness, this Rudha Bhav. So he's telling this Rudha Bhav is desired and hankered for by those who fear material existence, by great munis and rishis, and also by ourselves.
Rudha Bhava means?
Rudha Bhav means prem.
Mahabhav.
Mahabhav. Adi Rudha Bhav.
Rudha Aniruddha. So then he's telling, so for...
What is the symptom?
Of prem.
Of that prem, rude prem. Dibyonmad. Udbharswar. Like mad. Sometimes angry with Krishna. Sometimes abusing. Sometimes...
Ajalpa.
Like... What they have told in Bhramar Gita, this is Rudh Bhava. So he is telling now. Oh, gopis, and they have Rudh Bhava, high class of.
So then Uddhav is telling that for one that has heard the Anantakatha Ras of Sri Krishna, then what is the use of birth in a high Brahmin family or even as Lord Brahma himself?
We. All the fearful from world.
He has told already. Bolacha. He told before.
I told.
You told.
Yeah.
So, Uddhavji is saying, after seeing the Bhramar Geet, that the gopis who are Nitya Siddha, having come to Bhom Vrindavan, when their bodies are so fortunate, then what to speak of Sadhana Siddha gopis? And those who are siddha gopis, then they are also very fortunate because they desire this prem. So, and this Rudha Bhav is so great that it is desired even by me who is in Dasya Ras, because it's very difficult for me to obtain. And also those munis who are afraid of the samsara, this also desired for them. So for one who has taste for this Anantakatha Ras, then what is the use of having birth as Brahma or even taking birth as a Brahmin family?
Uddhava, very high class devotee, yeah, more even than Pandavas. So Krishna sent him to Braj, because Krishna feeling so much separation, who he can share this with? So he thinks out of all, Uddhava is best candidate. So Uddhava Prabhu going to Braj, hearing the astonishing Harikatha from the Brajabasis, especially when he goes to Uddhav Keri, Nanda Keri, there he is hearing Brahmar Git. So he is completely bewildered. And he's thinking, oh, how fortunate, yeah, these gopis are. They have perfected, yeah, their existence in this world. Yeah. Not only that, yeah, they have obtained for Govinda, yeah, the soul of all souls, they have obtained Rudra Bhav. Yeah. Even those who are great munis, those who are fearful of this material existence, those who desire liberation, and even we, himself, devotees, we want that Rudra Bhav but cannot attain it. So he's telling that for those who have a taste for Harikatha, for them, there is no...
Not Harikatha only, these Harikatha.
This Harikatha.
Told by gopis.
They have no... They are not interested to take birth as Brahma or in any...
Can they come from the dark well?
Those who have... They cannot. Who have no taste to hear these things, they cannot come off from the dark well.
You should come.
Dark well is...
That is why I told that you should attend our... this... class.
Bolachen. If somebody has no taste hearing the katha of Ananta, Ananta means Namananta Lilaya Devaya Tubham, the Rasa between Gopis and Krishna, even they are taking birth in as a Brahma, no result there.
Their life is
useless, in vain.
Eta param tanu vrito bhuvi gopavadvo. Help me please.
Govinda
eva nikilatmani ruda bhava pachanti yat bhava bhiyo munayo vayanta vayanti kim brahma janma bhya ananta katara sasya. So they have explained very nicely, so I don't know if I need to repeat it, but they were explaining that Uddhava was spending time in Braj with all the Braj, but when he was at Uddhav Gyari and he heard the madness of the gopis in separation from Krishna, he was like astonished. So then he was loudly exclaiming in glorification of the gopis that how amazing are those gopis, that especially the young gopis of Braj, because they have this attained this highest stage of Rudra Bhav, and which is amongst anyone in this material existence not possible. So he said this, anyone who desires for material, you know, for liberation or freedom from material existence, the greatest munis and rishis or even devotees like myself, we cannot attain this exalted position. So he says that, so what is the use of taking birth as a brahmana or even Brahma himself, if we don't have taste for this Ananta Katha.
Part.
Gurudev, I didn't have chance to study. Very I wasn't good. Here yesterday. I don't have chance to study.
Kalke unar kaj chilo anek. Kalke khub byasto chilo jonno porte paye na ektu.
Oh, no time.
I didn't know verse.
They have told you should tell the purport. What you heard
just now.
Okay. Uddhavji is
is seeing the mood of the gopis, and he's appreciating that mood and understanding that there can be nothing higher than that mood. So what is the use of taking birth if you do not know about the gopis' mood and how they feel towards the Lord? Something.
Okay, somewhat.
He's still, he's still at his office with his mind.
I know that Uddhav, knowing Gopi Geet, he hears Prajalpa Su, Jalpa Svajalpa.
Brahmar Geet.
Not Gopi
Geet. Prajalpa Su, Jalpa Svajalpa, Abhijalpa, so much.
Vidyalmad.
Chitra Jalpa. So he's amazed, stunned, shocked. So he thinks, they are...
Why he may? So,
because their mood is so much higher than mine, Uddhav is saying.
And then he told?
Ayyavijabhakta.
And other munis who are fearful from this world, and others, Muni, Rishi, they want this mood, but
cannot.
Very absurd for them. After this, kve ma banachari vyavicharatu krishne cha kvais paramatmani rudh bhava nunneswaron bhajato abhidusu api sakshat sriyast noti agad raji
ivo pajukta
kumaro.
Uddhav also, Maharaj?
Daily. I'm impressed.
Come with us. We'll come there to take you.
Today is Lakshmi's birthday.
Huh?
Her birthday today.
Many
Lakshmi.
Presents.
He should give her peace for her.
Yes, she will. She will cook something today.
Yes, she has to give sweets.
Sit down.
I brought you coconuts.
She brought coconuts.
Dab.
Dab. Flowers.
But old.
Yeah.
No, I'll get better. I'll watch it. Tonight I'll get better.
No, balo. There, balo. Some flower.
Have you flower?
Yes. I pick these every morning for you.
She picks every morning flowers for you.
Ah. This flower girl.
Flower girl. Oh,
sweet grass.
Distribute them.
Not to you. Some for tomorrow. Brinda, this is all there is?
Yeah.
Yeah, some for tomorrow.
Very nice.
I am Carl.
Only just put it to them.
Brinda, geef een paar aan iedereen. Anders is er niks voor morgenochtend.
More.
Nana, Carl, Pooja.
She can do more tomorrow.
Carl, Sube, Pooja.
What?
Tomorrow morning. Arti.
Bring
Nana, she brought.
I brought what?
You brought flowers for tomorrow already.
In the evening, you should collect more.
In the evening, not morning?
No, today, because now we...
But tomorrow.
All the flowers we are using now.
I catch them in the morning, early.
Today you go in the evening also.
Okay.
There nearby.
Mangalam bhavatu.
Mangalam bhavatu.
Mangalam bhavatu, auspicious your birthday.
Krishna
bhakti should come in your heart.
Haribol. Haribol.